not big on this, are you?
Not really.
I mean, I don't mind a bit of J-Lo. Some of it's all right, isn't it? But it's just a bit dreary, that, isn't it? I think. But each to their own. Before that, it was Oasis and Little by Little. I'm just wondering.
What?
Well, Oasis have parted company with their drummer, Alan White.
Apparently, yes.
Aren't they? Right. I'm parting company with Radio 1.
Yeah.
I've got a very good job to go to. I'm very pleased, but I'm parting company with Radio 1. Also, today, I've taken delivery of...
Gretsch.
A new drum kit.
Oh.
No.
After a job.
Liam, well.
You're listening, lads.
You know.
There to be had.
There you go. Anyway, it was Oasis and Little by Little. Good afternoon. Yeah. This is me and him. It's 9 minutes past
one.
Already.
It's quite late.
That because the news was a bit late, wasn't it?
Right. But,
there you go. Fair enough. Now then, today, if you'd like to join Ozzy Michelle, it is the pro penultimate chat room.
Yeah.
Right, because we've got 5 weeks to go.
We have.
It's now been decided we are finishing on Friday, March the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
And this programme, right? And we will have, fun between... Well, we won't, probably.
Occasionally.
Carry on just the same. But we thought, you know, for the last 3 weeks of the show, if there's anything, you know, you wanted to hear again, a bit of Scoff Cruddle or a bit of Butch and Snatch or,
we can do that for you.
All those kind of things, you know, Fat Harry, whatever.
Yes.
Bits and bats that you want to hear again or, you know, then, you know, let us know and we'll see what we can do.
I mean, it's public service and it'll save us having to do any work.
Well, indeed. We've got to troll the archives. We've got to go through the Mark and Lad archives and everything and find it all. But anyway, so we're finishing Friday, March 26th, okay? Are we announcing who's taking over this show? Yeah. Well, I think we probably can't at this moment.
Okay.
But there are two of them.
Yep.
It's not two blokes.
Nope. It's not two women.
The female half of the partnership hosted the Hallam Menswear Awards.
And the male half didn't.
Right, okay. Ah. I don't know whether we've probably hinted as much as we can at this point, but good luck, Colin and Edith.
Yeah.
Right.
Good on you.
First time I ever heard them, I thought they'd be a good us.
And you were right, mate.
I did. So, you know, I couldn't hand it over to anyone better. And
absolutely.
Very pleased for them. Congratulations. Delighted. Anyway, Will and Pickering said, whilst listening to Monday's show, I heard there's the possibility of catchphrases going up for sale. Just wondered, is it worth out? Is that worth out?
We'll have to check. Well, I mean, it's worth anybody will pay for it.
Well, that's right. Right, anyway, so it's a wonderful Web Wednesday. Join Ozzy Michelle. Right, we've got 5 chat rooms to go.
Yep.
Lots of people in there. Devastated? Inconsolable?
Is that all?
Right, okay then. So, you know, if
bereft.
All those things, get in there.
Yes.
And share your misery.
Yeah.
Or don't. Go in there and perk them up, you know.
Aww.
Yeah. We've got great moments in pop. We got Mystery Man. 08700 100 100 if you'd like to be on Mystery Man. Lads, Animal Sanctuary, True or Bluff.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff, right?
Too much, man.
Right, okay, but now then, we go into our new feature, which is Worst Ever Album Titles, which we asked for yesterday.
Yep.
Right, and we may as well go the full mile, might we? And have the first link at quarter of an hour long.
Yeah.
But here we go, right? Okay, yesterday, what was the album title that started? I can't even remember that now. I can't remember.
Oh.
And I don't know what we're going to do with all these. We'll just run through a few, and there are far too many to do, and see what keeps coming in, and maybe we'll do a chart, or maybe we'll just nominate the best one, or whatever.
Chocolate Starfish, wasn't
Chocolate
it?
Starfish, yeah, it was and hot dog flavoured water, Limp Bizkit. Right, thank you. Okay, so here we go, straight in with a good one. You can be the arbiter, lad, of the nation's taste, whether they go in to the pile that we may do something with or we might not.
Right, straight
into the bin.
Okay.
I mean, I think I can judge for this. Straight in, Strowman, Conan the Librarian, Sting, Dream of the Blue Turtle.
Yes, that's in.
Right, okay.
Is there any need to go on? Is that number one?
Right, okay. Andy Strong, In Spiral Carpets, Revenge of the Goldfish.
Pretty naff, lad. Sorry. Yes, I think that's going in. Yes.
All right, then. This is from Russ Unsworth. MC Hammer, Please Hammer, Don't Hurt 'Em.
It's in.
And also Joni Mitchell, The Hissing of the Summer Lawns.
No, I quite like that.
I quite
poetic.
Like that. I quite like that. All right, but in for MC Hammer.
Yep.
A lot of newish ones from... don't know, really. It's like MR Tickle or something.
Right.
Mr. Tickle. The Coral, Night Freak and the Sons of Beckler, which is their new album.
Yes, it's not,
Lamb Chop.
Go on.
Oh, come on, no, you come on.
Yes, crap that. That's the last one, isn't it? Yeah, that can go in.
Gary Jules, Trading Snake Oil for Wolf Tickets.
Oh, dear, yeah. That's up there with Sting, that one.
Mars Volta, Deloused in the Comatorium. They're all in, aren't they?
Bit for old brow. All in.
Now then, this one is like, you know, I was going to say, like shooting fish in a barrel.
Hey, whose album is that?
Pun probably intended, right? Fish.
Ah, well, there you go.
Right, then, from Matt Frass at Hexagon Motorcycles, fish, vigil in a wilderness of mirrors.
In? Hey, you're not supposed to ring that bell.
I know, but
you're getting really gung-ho.
I'm only coming to you for contentious ones.
Okay, okay.
Right, okay, then. Genesis, now.
Oh, that's... Well, go on.
You say, we can't dance.
Ah, I'll put it in, yes.
This is from Angie Fairbanks. Genesis, we can't dance, and you can't sing either, but why draw attention to
it? It's in. Very good. Grabbing
all
it.
Right, that's a bad title. China Crisis from Buck Fastray on the M25.
Go on.
Difficult shapes and passive rhythms. Some people think it's fun to entertain.
In. Definitely.
I like
rotten,
this feature.
Rotten.
It's a bit long, isn't it? But I like it. Okay. I've got loads of them, yeah, as well.
Keep going. I'm
playing no records today.
No.
Perhaps we should play a track off each of these albums.
That'd be nice.
Right, have we got this? This is from... it seems to be an anonymous text. Cooper Temple Clause.
Go on.
Kick up the fire and let the frames break loose.
Well,
probably just
let
about
him,
let
them
off
with that.
Just about
got
away with
that. Angry Young Men, etc.
Yeah, right. Steve James, a.k.a. Q-Ball. T-Rex.
Oh, my... Go on.
My people were fair and had sky in their hair, but now they're content to wear stars on their brows. Hippie. Fine.
We like it.
We're having that. That's not going in.
No.
David Patrick, Elton John. So it's not always the long ones that are bad titles, is it?
Have we seen from say, Don't Shoot Me, I'm on the piano player. Is it not that?
Well, wasn't that a line from a film or something?
Yeah, it's a cliche, isn't it?
But anyway, you know. Dave, Honky Chateau.
Well, no, let him off. I'd let him off.
All right, let him off. There's some great tracks on that. Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter.
Right.
Great.
Right.
The Very Best of UB40.
Ah, yes. Bum-bum. Contradiction turned.
John in Bristol. Oxymoronic album title.
Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins. Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, OK.
Trying too hard there, lads.
From Alan in Ackworth. Adam and the Ants. Dirk Wears White Socks.
No, I like that. I like that. That's just crap.
Well, I said you were the arbiter, so it'll have to go. I'm not entirely sure I'm with you. This one, anonymous text, Hawkwind. Now, almost anything after that, you've got to allow me, because it's Hawkwind.
It's Hawkwind, absolutely.
See, Chronicle of the Black Sword.
No, I'm
no,
having that.
I'm having it. Okay.
All right.
Mark Everett in Bradford. The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Ooh, Sacred Cow. No, it's all right, then, isn't it? Yeah.
Top Loader.
It's in.
Onker's Big Mocha.
Whatever.
Whatever that is. This has got... Well, no, I shouldn't prejudge. Well, Paul O'Neill, Duran Duran, Seven and the Ragged Tiger.
You're rotten. Yes.
This is from Yours Egregiously, Stephen Hendro Hendrick in Preston. Manson, Attack of the Grey Lantern.
Yeah, rotten.
And L7, Bricks Are Heavy.
Yeah, bricks are heavy.
Right,
well,
yeah, okay. This I thought was there's a few from Pixie Dancer here.
Go on then.
Right, Slade till death.
Yes.
Do us part, but I mean it's Slade.
Yeah. That,
so he lets Slade off almost anything. But this one, right, REO Speedwagon.
Well, it's a good start.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Oh. There with Sting.
It's not there. Right? Oh. I think that's probably... Is that today's winner? I don't know. But anyway.
It's rotten, certainly.
I don't know what we're doing with them, but we'll put them on one side.
We're enjoying them.
We're enjoying them, and that's it. So, any more. Oh, also, there were a lot of nominations for this, right, from Ali and Mick in Keswick.
Go on.
And a lot of other nominations for this. An album by Fiona Apple.
Oh, yes.
Fiona Apple?
I do.
Came out in 2000. The title of this Fiona Apple album is... When the pawn hits the conflicts, he thinks like a king. What he knows throws the blows when he goes to the fight, and he'll win the whole thing. For he enters the ring, there's nobody to batter when your mind is your might. So when you go solo, you hold your own hand and remember that depth is the greatest of heights. And if you know where you stand, then you know where to land. And if you fall, it won't matter because you'll know that you're right. Is apparently the title of the album.
Oh, I think we should let her off with that.
Okay.
That's good.
We'll let her off, but a lot of nominations for it. So drop us an email there anyway if you've got any worst album titles of all time, and we'll do them again tomorrow.
That'd be great.
For another half-hour link.
Oh, yeah. Look at the time.
How long was that? About 8, 9 minutes. But it's all right. 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
Hey,
great.
What are you going to do? Sackers?
Etc.
Right, okay then. So if you would like to be on Mystery Man, then are the phones working? Oh, yeah. There's one line raging away there.
That made me dad.
08700 100 100. Record of the week from Kraftwerk. should get Kraftwerk in to do an acoustic. Did you get it?
Unplugged.
Because all everything they've got is like.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know. Right. That's Kraftwerk and Radio Dynamik. Should we ask them to do a session? They're coming. They're in Manchester on the day that I'm not.
Let's bag them.
Right. I bet it takes about 3 weeks to rig a Kraftwerk concert up,
probably, and then they just stick a dat in.
Mark.
No, I'm
and there's
joking.
You sitting in row three on your free tickets, casting aspersions.
Free? Actually, they probably were.
That's Kraftwerk and Radio Dynamik, which is the new single from the Tour de France soundtracks album. It comes out on the 15th of March.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then, 22 minutes past.
One.
Already on Radio 1. If you want to be on Mystery Man, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. Can you do a happy birthday, biggity biggity bong, for your sister Tina? Because it is her birthday today, you know.
Biggity biggity bong, Tina.
Right, okay, then. There you go, from you and your dad.
Yeah.
And also, can you do a fancy a brew in a Jim McDonald styley for Jill Petrillo at the John David Group in Bury.
Fancy a brew, so it has.
I know. Oh, we're playing in Bury with Family Mahone.
How are you now?
30th of April. I'll have to plug the gigs for the rest of the year, won't
yes.
I? Anyway, right, OK, it's time for...
Great Moments in Pop!
These have lumbered on at some length for the last couple of days.
Sorry about that.
A bit snappier today. Mm. But will someone get it at the first hurdle? It's been a while since someone did, actually. So what's going on here, then?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
So? Oh, great. So when? Okay, and where? Where? Oh, okay. I booked the flights.
Bye.
So there you go.
Charlie says.
What's going on there, then? Yeah. If you think, you know, right, and you have to think along the line.
Yes.
Where is it leading
it
to? mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk on the email there, and the text is 81199. This is Joss Stone. Or it might be if it would start.
No, is it?
Not at the moment. There we go. Joss Stone and Fell in Love with a Boy.
Moyles and Breakfast. Highbrow entertainment for a confused generation.
After the success...
I wouldn't say success.
...of Reverse a Word, I'm going to read out a list of characters from the world of television and film.
Right.
All you have to do is buzz in when you think you know whether they are a dog or a person. Alfred.
Chris.
Person.
Incorrect. I can throw it.
Dominic. Dog.
Is the right answer. Greengrass's dog in Heartbeat. Ian.
Dominic.
Yep.
This is brilliant, Dave, by the way. Person.
From EastEnders. Ian Beale. Correct.
Okay, what are the final scores, Rachel?
I've done it wrong, Dave.
You've made a mockery of this. This was going really well, and now it's just shambolic.
Chris Moyles at Breakfast. Back tomorrow morning from 7.
Radio 1.
That's The Vines and Rye. All right, coming up, we've got tunes from Britney Spears and the Black Eyed Peas. That'll probably do, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be playing Mystery Man. It's 1:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Helen Neal.
A boy's due in court over the death of an 11-year-old refugee.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
A 12-year-old schoolboy is expected in court in Glasgow in the next hour following the death of an 11-year-old Somalian refugee. It's thought there was a scuffle at a school in the city. Here's Scotland's First Minister, Jack McConnell.
That school and that community have an excellent record of integrating young people from other cultures and countries and giving young people a much wider perspective on the rest of the world.
Prosecutors have dropped their case against a British intelligence officer who says she leaked details of how America was spying on other countries in the run-up to the Iraq War. Catherine Gunn had been charged with breaking the Official Secrets Act. The government wants more powers to tackle terrorism. It's warning it's just a matter of time before we're attacked, and it wants to keep suspects in jail without trials and convict them with less evidence than is normally needed. Scotland Yard has confirmed it's looking into claims the Darkness have received death threats. The band's received the letters since they picked up 3 Brit Awards last week. An extra £14 million is going to be spent repairing roads that were damaged in last summer's heatwave. Some have severe cracking and others collapsed completely. And England's cricketers are jetting off to the West Indies for their tour. The schedule includes 4 tests and 7 one-day internationals. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 2:30.
Wake up with Miles.
Go home with Coxie.
This is Radio 1.
Baby, can't you see?
Black Eyed Peas and Hey Mama, and before that, Britney Spears and Toxic.
Yeah.
Good tunes.
It is.
Just got a new game here with the mic ball. We've got the mic ball.
Yeah.
Right, but it's a new game of catch in which you have to projectile shoot it.
Yeah.
Off the back of the hand, in fact, off the wrist.
The wrist.
In fact, I mean, the name of this game is One Off the Wrist.
That's right. Do you fancy one off the wrist?
Here it comes.
There we go. You're quite good at this. You've got a lot of practice.
I am quite good.
I am not very good at it.
Right, okay then.
That was all right.
That was okay. Yeah, yeah. It's more of a TV item, really.
It is, yeah. We'll save that for telly.
Obviously, what we're going to be doing a lot of in the
post.
Anyway, right, yeah. Okay then. What time is it? It's knocking on 22. Still to come, we've got great moments in pop. Your suggestions are flooding in.
Oh, flooding.
What else do we do? True or Bluff, we do?
We do.
And Lard's Animal Sanctuary, of course.
Hi.
All right then. Now then, Graham's been on. He says it's our lassie's birthday today, 23. She'd be over the knot if you could... This is a phrase I haven't heard before.
I've never heard that.
She'd be over the knot if you could give her one of your stop carry-ons. She's partial to that weird darkness bloke, so in his style would be grand. Without death threats, you see.
Absolutely.
And also, Claire McKenna in West Kilbride. Now she says, could I get a biggity biggity bong in the style of Darth Vader for my husband Joe, who is completely unaffected by this news of you leaving, which is causing a lot of arguments and shouting? Is that Darth Vader?
I've not seen
Star Wars.
Have you not? Yeah.
No. It's good.
Very close, that. It was excellent.
Good. All right, then. Well, in that case, I applaud you.
Mystery man, or possibly some skirt.
Simon Cook's on the line. Cooko!
Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Very good. And where are you?
I'm in Amersham in Bucks.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to be said for Amersham, but, I mean, the tourists must get you down.
It's true. There's a few for my liking.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's also awkward having people digging up your hometown all the time, isn't it? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, the noise.
I mean, well, that's it. I mean, ever since they found Tutankhamun's tomb in Amersham, I mean, it's just been the same, hasn't it?
Archaeologists everywhere. Must do your head in.
Oh, it's a pain, I can tell you.
And people coming on those Amersham cruises up and down the Valley of the Kings, you know.
Yeah. Hieroglyphics everywhere, spray paint. It's been driving me mad. I couldn't live there.
But, I mean, do you feel kind of enriched by living so close to history, you know?
Well, I do. I mean, we get the money from the tourists, so that's plowed back into...
Yeah. I suppose. Yeah, right. The Ramesses the Third pizza parlour and all that.
Well, that's it.
Nefertiti's lap dancing, but yeah.
Not that we're milking it or anything.
No, well.
No, not at all. Got to be done.
And what do you do? Are you a tourist guide or...?
No, I'm a website consultant.
Are you? Right, OK. What sort of websites do you consult on?
We tell financial services how to improve their website.
Right. Oh, I see. OK. Do you think it's going to catch on, that money, or do you think the barter system will remain in most places?
No, I think we're going to be, you know, trading in kind of pebbles soon, so it'll probably all go out the window.
That's good.
Right, yeah. He's got to get it pretty early on to feel me. I've got a pocket full of stones.
Hey,
Rich.
What do you like doing when you're not doing that, then?
Pubbing, clubbing, man and bike riding to keep fit.
Yeah, well, got to be done. Excellent. All right, nice talking to you, Cooko.
And you.
And we've got Claire Nielsen on the line. Nielso.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Lad.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, good. And where are you?
I'm in St Andrews in Bristol.
We were just talking about Bristol the other day.
You haven't actually got a navel, have you, Claire?
Yeah.
See? Proof of the pudding, isn't it?
You know, it's funny, isn't it, that before Josiah Navel invented the navel in Bristol, people just used to walk around linked umbilically to each other.
It was a nightmare.
Families could never split up because there was something to be said for it, perhaps.
Josiah came along and said, look, we've got to do something about this. And he cut it, tied it in a knot, popped it in. Bob's your uncle. So simple.
Is there still Josiah Navel's umbilical cord world open to the public in Bristol, Claire?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's good. How much is a family ticket? Do you know? know, I might take the kids down there.
I think it's quite cheap. It's only a fiver.
Is it?
That's not good.
I might go down there with the kids, because after all, I'm going to have plenty of time on me.
Yeah, I was down the placenta bar the other night.
All right, yes. And what do you do, Claire?
I work at Stationery World on Park Street.
Stationery World?
Oh, yeah.
What do they do?
Hasn't that moved?
Was it, that a theme park of stationery?
It is. It's a vegetable theme park of Stationery World.
That's great. Right. I love that, where you're getting kind of oversized staplers and come down.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's
that,
amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have any paper?
Oh, we've got reams and reams of it.
Oh, I'm going.
Oh, go. What is a ream?
It's a big roll.
I know, but how much?
A big roll. Don't blind us with science.
All right, big as you want, right. No. Okay, then, and what do you like doing then when you're not doing your Stationery World business?
I like going on internet and I like going to see gigs as well.
Have you been to see anybody good recently?
I went to see Jar Crew and the Ordinary Boys recently.
Yeah, good?
Yeah, they were really good, yeah.
Excellent.
Good to see British Sea Power in April as well.
Yeah, we like them. We've played Jar Crew, I think, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've not played the Ordinary Boys, but I've got a record by them upstairs, so I must go away and listen to it. Right, okay, well, it's lovely to talk to you, Claire.
Thank you.
We will have a tune from Aqualung. Do you like them?
Oh, yeah, not bad, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's good job you said that, because Matt from Aqualung is coming in on Tuesday to play some songs for us, which will be... Perhaps I'll play my new drums with him.
Hey!
I'll let him do
hear him running the other way now.
I'll let him do his acoustic-sensitive piano balladeer, and I'll clobber in with Tony McCarroll and Classical Gas. Anybody?
Hi.
Oh, well. Right, OK, we'll play Aqualung's new tune, and then we'll get on with it. To bear the way. Lovely, as all his records are.
Oh, yeah.
That is Aqualung and Easier to Lie. It's a song about how difficult it is to be good, which we've certainly found over the last 10 years or so.
Oh, yeah.
Aqualung, Easier to Lie, it comes out on the 15th of March, and as I say, he will be in on Tuesday to play some tunes for us, which we look forward to a lot.
I've got to go now, though.
Oh, all right, then, yeah. Simon Cook's in Amersham.
Hello.
Hello, right, and Claire Nielsen in Bristol.
Hello.
Excellent, all right then. Now, coming through the studio door is someone in a suit of armour, disguised for our pleasure and delectation. Good afternoon, person. Sit yourself down, please. pass me the envelope, please. Let me have a look inside and... Oh, right. Well, very nice to see you. Simon and Claire, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
I am indeed.
All right, I've got to tell you that the prizes today include Humphrey Bogart on DVD, Classics Volume 1, Casablanca High Sierra and Dark Passage. Ooh. Oh, and of course he was nominated for Best Actor Oscar for Casablanca in 1944 and won Best Actor Oscar for The African Queen in 1952.
Ooh.
So that's interesting, isn't it? And there's our Oscars coverage for today. right, here we go.
I am not in the least bit huggermuggery prone.
Simon, go on, first shot. What?
I didn't quite hear that.
All right, I'm not sure it'd make any difference, but I am not in the least bit huggermuggery prone.
Pass.
Okay, fine, all right then.
I was born in 1963.
Can't be that many people born in 63, Claire. It's narrowed it down a bit.
I guess Sarah Ferguson?
Well, you know, probably about right,
33.
Isn't it? Yeah, right. Very caustic. Right, go on.
As a baby, I was a lovely, chubby, cuddly little cherub, and nothing much has changed.
Did you get that, Simon?
I did.
Okay.
Henry VIII?
Henry VIII, born in 1963. Well, yeah. Okay, no, right, here comes one for Claire.
As a baby, my parents struggled to toilet train me.
Couldn't be Alan Hansen, could it?
Alan Hansen, I've heard that story too, but no, it's not. No, right.
As a slightly older teenager, I once threw a mucus-filled pit of bread at Harry Enfield's father.
Really? Interesting stuff you learn about people on this item, Simon, isn't it? It's really an educational thing.
Wild guess at Timmy Mallett?
Plausible, but not right, I'm afraid.
I am a great singer and was once in Greece.
Now then, Claire.
John Travolta?
Yes, I can see why you would go there, but it's not right.
I once took Jerry Halliwell's lap dog to a lap dancing bar. It didn't enjoy it much. and neither did I. Funny that.
Why might that be then, Simon?
Ooh. Ah, not Olivia Newton-John.
No, not Olivia Newton-John, but yes, she might not enjoy it. What other kind of person might not enjoy a lap dancing bar? Here's one for Claire.
Mm-hmm. As a slightly older teenager, I used to play with my mate, who was a bloke. I am gayer out.
What's going on there, Simon? Have you got a toy piano or something?
Sorry.
It's all right, doesn't matter. It's all good, I was enjoying it.
Apologies.
No, it's all right, don't worry about it. Right, Claire, it's your guess.
I guess George Michael.
Let's have a look under the visor. And here he is.
Hello there, love.
Hello. It's Georgie Michael.
Yes.
Right, OK, you see, I'm a great singer once in Greece, not the musical, but the country.
You see, if you see the clue written down,
that's
it's
you,
G-R-W-C.
Because your real Greek name is...
Papagenosnomos.
Right, OK, yeah. Struggle to toilet train me, an allusion to something we should possibly gloss over, George.
In the no, I'm quite proud of it.
Yes, right, with the American copper.
That's right, yes.
Oh, yes, right. Very good, very good. Simon, I'm sorry, but you lost.
That's all right, sorry about that.
Oh,
didn't do very well there, but...
That's OK.
Are you gay, Simon?
I am very well, thank you.
No, I said, are you gay?
Oh, am I gay?
Yes.
No, I'm afraid not.
Ho-hum.
There you go, another opportunity goes by, George. Simon, would you like George Michael to say hello to anyone for you?
I would. Can I be greedy and have two?
Of course you can.
Can I have a stop carry on for everyone at BlazeNet Ratings?
Stop carry on.
And a biggity biggity bong for Wendy, whose birthday is tomorrow.
Wendy. Hello, biggity biggity bong, Wendy.
There you go, Simon. What was that? Was that something computer related that was tinkling away there?
My phone.
Oh, it was your phone.
It's my phone.
Does it vibrate?
Yes. All right, George.
Vibrate.
Steady on. Okay, Simon, lovely talking to you.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks for coming on.
Can you send me a signed picture, Simon?
Cheers.
He's not gay, though, George.
No.
Claire!
Hey!
Well done, congratulations!
Thank you.
You don't have to have this Humphrey Bogart Classics thing, but it looks alright, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're into old movies or. Have you got a DVD player?
Oh, yes, you do, yeah.
I'll stop asking that question because everybody's got one. Have you got one, George?
No.
Oh, there you go then.
No,
okay.
No.
Claire, congratulations.
Thank you.
Would you like any greetings for anyone you know from the great George Michael?
I would. Could George give a big biggity biggity bong for all my family and friends in Tameside, especially Michael Paduniak?
Michael? Is Michael gay?
Is Michael gay, Claire?
No, he's not.
Biggity biggity bong bong.
Right, okay.
And could I also have a stop carry on for all my mates on the Bushsea Power Forum and the YouTube, please?
Stop carry on.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Are you gay, Claire?
No.
No. Is he your boyfriend?
No.
Right. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Okay, Claire. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Fancy one off the wrist, Mark.
Well, here we go with the ball game.
Yeah,
you're
I saw you playing
to.
This game with that lovely lad before.
Right. Okay. Yeah. He's gay.
Yes, I know.
There you go.
Yes.
There. Right. Yeah. Let's see if you're any good at it, George. Beginner's luck, Beginner's luck, there you go. So what are you up to at the moment? We haven't heard a lot of... Do you ever see Andrew Ridgeley anymore?
No, he's a...
Is he?
Yes.
There was a bleep there, I didn't hear it. What did
I
you
said
say?
He's a...
Will you sort this out, Chris? The technical problems. George,
actually,
I can only apologise.
I know, yes. I'm opening a bar over in Altrincham.
Are you?
Yes, that's why I'm here today.
Ah, okay. Excellent. Well, I'll send Lard down a bit later on.
Yes, he's there already.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, all right then. Well, I'll get him back then because we've got more of the show to do.
Oh, okay.
Well, then we could talk for a little bit longer because the record's not going to take us up till 2 o'clock.
Okay, you can ask me any question you like.
All right then. What's the capital of?
Istanbul.
Oh!
See?
Brilliant!
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
you're
good
a genius.
Game. Yes.
All right then. What's the colour of?
Pink.
Oh, you're good, aren't you?
It's not pink all the way.
Right.
It's pink.
What is the average length of?
12 inches.
Who told you that? Andrew Ridgeley?
No, it's... Albums are 12 inches.
Oh, yes. Things. All right. And have you got any bad album titles you'd like to share with us? What was that one?
On the Razzle with the Family Mahoney.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Right. OK, well, George Michael, lovely to see you.
Yes, likewise.
OK.
Are you gay?
Yeah, pardon?
Are you gay?
No.
Same.
Oh.
Here's Lard.
Lard, meet George.
Hiya, mate.
Hello.
I'm on a promise.
There's chemistry in the room, I think. He likes the look at you, Lionel.
George!
No, you know.
No.
Do you think he's gone for good?
Yeah.
guy. Seemed very nice,
is he
didn't
gay?
He? I had no idea.
Beckham's hot shots on the CBBC channel.
But it's surely Beckham's strike.
He puts his footballing skills down to hours of continuous training.
I've always said that I like to play against the hardest teams and the hardest players.
He runs an average of 8.8 miles per game.
It's around about 25 yards from goal, maybe even a little further.
His shots have been measured at a speed of 97.9 miles per hour.
Right footed, here he comes.
Learn from the master. Top football tips from David Beckham.
Around the wall, into the net!
Beckham's hot shots, every day. This week at 4:45 on the CBBC channel.
That was The Strokes, and before that, Coldplay. We've got a nice email in here.
Yeah.
It says, Dear Mark and Lard, absolutely gutted. I can't believe you're quitting the biggest show. I haven't been so traumatised since I heard I was dead. Yours, Mickey Rooney.
And, bless him, Mickey.
Can you give a cooey raspberry to Simon Elf and his wife Diane and baby Holly?
Cooey!
Is it Lard's Animal Sanctuary?
Friend of the show, Mickey, though, isn't he?
Well...
He was.
Well, yeah, before he sadly didn't pass away.
Yeah, in my mind.
Okay, then.
Anyway,
right.
It's not about
it's
that.
Not about
it?
That. No, it's about. What is it about? Oh, yeah, animals. Oh. Lard's Animal Sanctuary.
There's
a clue in the title, isn't there?
There is a bit.
Right, okay, so what have you brought for us today?
Well, yesterday, I mean, I got held up at work. There quite late.
About 10 past
yeah,
three?
Yeah, I didn't
it?
Get to the water park till 3:30.
Right, okay. Then,
but yeah. I was out with the kids ratting. And.
Seesaw.
There is, I think, yeah.
Right.
It's over the other side.
Well,
don't
go
really
and
go
have
there.
A look.
What for? It's for kids, aren't they?
Right, go on.
Anyway, I mean, we were out there ratting, me, Kate and Beth, and what happened then, strange it was, I saw this animal in a tree and I thought, well, obviously, it's going to be either a bird or a rabbit.
Yeah.
But what happened? What happened was I got closer and it was a bat.
Aww.
Exactly. I mean, I've never seen one before. I've seen them on telly.
Right.
Now, the thing was that this
poor
thing...
They're usually found in trees, aren't they?
What happened was I was walking towards it...
Yeah.
...and I realised that it was hanging upside down.
Oh!
He's obviously nearly dead.
Right.
Oh. Well, I got it.
Like Mickey Rooney.
I got it, and I put... You're trying to make light of this, but it's not...
I'm not! I mean, I'm very fond of Mickey Rooney, and he's taken the trouble to email us.
I got the bat and I put it in a matchbox.
Aww.
Right? And it, yeah, I mean, it was so hanging upside down by its feet, you know, obviously. It was just about there. It was terrible. Right? Upside down. Got it. I put it in a matchbox. I took it home and I thought, right, well, see how it goes.
You
right?
know the climbing frame? Is there a slide off it?
No.
Oh.
There should be.
Yeah, it should be.
And it got till about dusk and I kept looking at it and it was our eyes were shut.
Mm.
I thought, this isn't right. It got a little bit livelier last night. Obviously, like... It's last wind, if you like.
Yeah.
Then this morning, I look at the matchbox again.
Hmm.
And basically, what happened was, it's nearly dead, I think.
Oh!
Because it's, his eyes are still shut.
Oh!
Right? And it's still got a pooey bum.
Oh!
Now, I can only put two and two together and think that this poor animal is in the throes of death.
Oh!
And as a result, I brought it with me today and I'm going to kill it. Just put it out of its misery.
Well,
because it's the best thing to do. No, never mind.
Is it? Is it? What?
There you go. Let's have a look. That's dead now. You see? Now that is called cruel to be kind. That's nature.
I was going to ask you if it was placid, but I mean, there's not much point now, is there?
Supposed to come a bit earlier, that one.
Well, I don't know, really.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have a name? For
it is flaccid now, anyway.
Right.
Still got it in.
Name.
Bat.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, I mean. I mean, but with bats.
Yeah.
Nocturnal. I mean, they're sort of active at night, sleep during the day, hang upside down with their leathery wings kind of wound around them, don't they? Isn't that the kind of, you know, habits of a bat as we know a bat?
How should I know? I'm not a chuffing zoologist.
Is it Lard's Animal Sanctuary?
He didn't kill a bat then. He just hit the table with a metal piece. You
know? Yeah, it's only comedy.
We love bats.
Oh,
anyway.
I'm big on bats.
Right.
Is it Lard's Animal Sanctuary?
You see, it wouldn't be an animal sanctuary if we were killing
still
animals.
Still got to be cruel to be kind.
Well, absolutely.
Is it Lard's Animal Sanctuary?
But he didn't kill a bat.
No,
didn't
no,
kill.
We didn't do that.
I'm telling you, I'm going to break a radio illusion and, cool. You know, and break the fourth wall here, right? We didn't actually have a bat.
No.
Just hit the table.
Didn't have a duck yesterday either.
No.
Not going to have, what is it, tomorrow?
what you've worked out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
don't try and give the impression this has been worked out in advance.
Is it Lads Animal Sanctuary?
That's 50 Cent and If I Count. It's 10 past.
Two.
Actually, it's more or less 11 past.
Two.
Time for...
Great Moments in Pop.
And here's episode one again.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
So? Oh, great. So when? Okay, and where? Where? Oh, okay. I'll book the flights.
Bye.
So, someone inviting someone to something, sorting something out,
yes.
Booking a flight.
Well, what is it?
Someone American going somewhere on a plane. Where right, well, we've got Dave Carroll. I beg your pardon. Leisurely eating toast in Cardiff. Best way, really.
Yeah.
Paula Abdul, is it when she recorded Pop Smash Two Steps Forward, Two Steps Back with some sort of cartoon cat?
No.
Don't remember that myself.
Ned Boy suggests, was it Bill the Gimp Clinton persuading the Eagles to reform for a one-off gig at the White House?
Oh, right.
No, it wasn't. It's a good call. Oh, Shufti Russ in Eccles, is it when Madonna got married and that bloke fell out of the organ whilst taking pictures or something?
Oh, right, yes. Mm. Dave, devastated and gutted in the capital of England, is today's great moment keen, arranging to visit and play for Mark and Lard, only to arrive and find they're away for the week?
Ah, that's a good call.
Steel Eye Dan in Cardiff, is today's great moment James Dean Bradfield inviting Tracy Lords to duet on the track Little Baby Nothing after Kylie turned them down?
Ah, no, it wasn't. Uncle Raver, the family man in Stoke-on-Trent. Is it Britney Spears receiving that all-important phone call for her collaboration with Pink and Beyonce in the highly popular soft drink advert? No, it's not. Will busy in the lab somewhere in East Anglia. Is it when pretentious rockers Pink Floyd, played a gig in the ruins of Pompeii?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
Gaz in Warwickshire, is the moment in Pop Stan Laurel, Justin Timberlake, asking Christina Dirty Aguilera to go on tour with him last year?
No.
No, it's not.
Lee Lavis in Plimpton, it has to be David Van Day from Dollar phoning up that blonde minger, Teresa, to get them on that ITV show Reborn in the USA, in which they were voted out first. Not surprising, because they were crap. That's a very nice one. Thank you for that. Stuart, it's clearly Robbie Williams ringing up Nicole Kidman to organise a duet for the eventual Christmas number one Something Stupid, only for her not to appear on Top of the Pops because she's far too important, etc.
Right, okay. No. I was like watching a car wreck, that Reborn in the USA, wasn't it?
It was, rubbernecking, indeed.
Milton Keynes, Chris, says, is it the annoying, big-busted, sometimes not-so-big-busted Jerry Halliwell lining up a lame attempt at acting on Sex in the City?
No.
And Eamon de Wonderful in Walsall, that's a nice name, said, is it the time Courtney Love's Hall was asked to appear at Reading?
No.
It isn't, no. So, here we go with part two. Do you know what's happening now?
6 months later.
Oh, man, just look at the time.
Relax, dude. It'll be fine.
But what's taking so long?
Calm down, never mind.
What's going on there?
His clue's a go-go.
If you listen, it was short, but if you've listened carefully, I think that's most gettable.
Yep.
All right, then. So, if you've got any suggestions, mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk. Please, on the email, that and the text is 81199. These are Ash. Yeah, we'll play that for Chris Lord's 21st birthday. Will you give him a biggity-biggity bong in a Jim McDonald styley from Sarah?
Baggity-baggity-bong, someone else!
That's Ash and Chloe's new single, Download. It's available today, Ash Wednesday, you see.
Yeah.
You can get it from www.ash-official.com. Okay, it's from the album Meltdown, which is out in May and is produced by the guy who does the Foo Fighters records, which you can kind of hear a bit, can't
you?
There are some small venue Ash gigs going on around about now. In fact, tomorrow they're at the Sugar Mill in Stoke. We're playing there with the family home. Right? I think it's 1st of May. Mill in Preston on the 27th, which, what day is it tomorrow? Thursday. So that'll be Friday. And then Middlesbrough Town Hall, 29th. So is that Sunday? Yeah, and Oxford Zodiac on the 1st of March, which is Monday. Is that right? Yeah.
Don't know.
Anyway, right, some Ash dates. We'll be
great.
Playing True or Bluff very soon.
1, 2, 3, my baby,
don't man. Outcast, of course, and Hey Ya. All right. Right, it's wordplay time as we go on to the quiz for Radio 1's intelligent... Well, that's all Radio 1's listeners, quite obviously. It's True or Bluff. Is there anyone on the True or Bluff line? Hello?
Hello,
right, who's that?
Mr. Burrow.
Mr. Burrow?
Yep.
Okay, first name?
Peter.
Oh, all right then, very good. And where are you?
I am in Liverpool, mate.
Okay, what are you doing there then?
Anymore, I'm doing a puzzle.
Oh, are you? What, do you? Is that what you do for a job? Well, you wouldn't do
puzzles
for a job,
No, it's just pleasure, that, mate, because right. I'm puzzle mad. No, what I generally do overnight is I go out with my fishing rod and... I pinch car keys through letterboxes.
Ah, I see.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Very lucrative.
All right, then. So, would you like to pick your wits against today's panel?
Yes, I certainly would, because I'm word mad, man.
Right, okay. Well, we've got a word with three definitions. All you have to do is pick the right one.
Excellent.
Let me introduce you to today's panel. First of all, we've got Philomena Wodge, Emeritus Professor... Yes.
She's been on Newsnight.
Oh, he's been on everywhere.
Yeah.
Emeritus Professor of Anagrams at Frosty's College, Cambridge.
Right.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, hello.
And also, Sends You a Darling, a Pneumatic Starlet, and Stripper with Python in Residence at Athena Massage Parlour, Bridlington.
Well, hello, Peter.
Oh, hello.
Are you stressed out?
Oh, I'm a bit dense now.
Oh, yeah. Well, would you like me to just give you a full finish massage with me and my snake?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. We can make you feel really good.
Oh.
All
yes,
oh,
right. Okay,
yeah.
So can we get on with the word game, please? You know, you can get back to the night job later. Thank you. Since you. All right, then. One ring of Jeff Skelton's bell. Reveals to me that today's word is brigglesping. A brigglesping. Okay, then. Philomena Wodge, a brigglesping.
Did you say brigglesping, Mark?
I did, yes. Brigglesping.
Hey, carry on.
Philomena Wodge, yeah.
A brigglesping.
Isn't that ball of offer sick and salad cream, Mark?
Well, we're just going to hear from Philomena Wodge, aren't we, yeah? Right.
Well, I'm sure it is, Mark. I'm sure it was used by Cistercian monks as ammunition when fired out of a catapult made of wooden spoons and nun's knicker elastic. I'm sure that, as I remember it.
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Because it was used to repel Alan Titchmarsh, wasn't it? And the rest of the ground force armies as he marched on Ovaltine Abbey. I read about this.
Well, can we just get a definition?
I'm sorry.
Right, okay.
Oh, pardon me for living.
Right, okay. Philomena Wodge, please.
A brigglesping is a ball of otter sick and salad cream.
Told you.
Used by Cistercian monks as ammunition when fired out of a catapult made of wooden spoons and nun's knicker elastic.
Yep.
First used to repel
Alan Titchmarsh
and the ground force armies when they marched on Ovaltine Abbey.
I told you so!
Okay, so that's a possibility there, then.
Well, no.
All right, well, I've got a definition for you.
Go on, then.
Right, a brigglesping is a frog's inflated gonad.
No, it's not.
A delicacy in Plymouth since the great Marifat pea shortage of the 1870s.
Just made that over, stupid!
Right, well, okay. One from Sends You a Darling, then.
Hi there, Peter.
Oh, hello.
Are you still needing soft hands to wander all over your body?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, relieving that pent-up tension.
A definition, please, Sends You.
Well, I can tell you that a brigglesping is an orphan beaver.
Oh dear. Not liking the look of this.
No.
Oh, blimey, Charlie, that's put the cat amongst the pigeons, isn't it?
Well.
I was quite actually sure that it was your mum, you know, what she said, that Cistercian monk's ammunition, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
Blimey, Charlie.
Right, well, we're
now
really
that she's coming, the frame, I don't know what to do.
All right, well, you're going to have to pick one or the other, yes.
I'm going to have a stab at Sentry's beaver, Mark!
Right.
I've got to!
Okay.
I've got to!
All right, then.
I'm going to go with it!
Well, since you're a darling, can you reveal to us whether that definition was, in fact, true or bluff?
Come on.
Oh, I can. It's a bluff.
Oh, bloody yeah! Not be down with a feather, I'll be down!
All right, then. Well, who had today's correct definition?
It was me, Peter!
It was
Philomena Wodge with the ball of otter sick.
Oh, do you know what?
What?
You won't believe this, Mark.
What?
I've just catapulted a brigglesping at Tommy Walsh this morning. Calling for Lonnie the Cobbler.
Better luck next time. Boys of Summer again, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
I thought so. nice enough, isn't it?
It's all right.
It does sound very similar. Right, that's Armin van Buuren and Justine Suissa.
Is it now?
And Burned with Desire. All right, coming up, we've got Blink 182 and Lamar. And the big reveal on Great Moments in Pop. It's 2:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Georgina Bowman.
Tougher laws to tackle terror.
BBC. Radio 1.
Home Secretary David Blunkett says it's just a matter of time before Britain comes under attack from terrorists. He's calling for more powers, like using phone tapping to convict them. He says changes are needed because we're dealing with terrorists who aren't put off by prison.
I want to try and square the circle of how we deal with new forms of terror that no fear of prosecution and punishment.
A 12-year-old boy arrested over the death of an 11-year-old Somalian refugee in Glasgow yesterday has been released from police custody. The trial of a woman accused of battering her friend to death with a crowbar has been hearing about the discovery of the body in remote Lincolnshire Road. Tony Burke, who's 21, is accused of having a desire to kill and of being obsessed with the film Fight Club. Newsbeat Sue Carter's at Nottingham Crown Court.
The jury's heard from a doctor who went to see the body of Michelle Stokes the night she was found in October 2002. He said she was face up with knees and legs tucked under and blood around her head and feet. The prosecution says Tony Burke killed her after handcuffing her hands behind a car seat and trying to strangle her. She denies murder.
A 19-year-old soldier's become the youngest person ever to receive the George Cross Medal. Christopher Finney pulled his mate out of a burning tank after coming under fire during the war in Iraq. Chelsea are away to Stuttgart in the Champions League tonight, while Man United travel to Porto. Manager Sir Alex Ferguson knows the Portuguese champions will be tough to beat.
I expect them to be aggressive. They're a very good, competent all-round team. Work really hard, press the ball well, so it won't be an easy game.
A group of school kids have invented chocolate that doesn't melt. The girls from South Wales came up with Blocker Choc after seeing British soldiers in Iraq with melting bars. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 3:30.
This is National Radio 1.
La, 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 la. It's not my bag, but...
No, you
can't like anything,
name.
Can you? No. That's Lamar. And before that, it was Blink 182.
Yeah.
I miss you. Right, it's nearly 22.
Three.
You've got a Great Moments in Pop reveal coming very shortly. Now, Glenn, exporting plumbing in Leicester, says, since you pair won't be around at the time, can I have a biggity big bong in an Ian Paisley styley for me daughter Ellen's 6th birthday on July the 6th? And a happy 26th birthday for the 22nd of September for Kate Cole in the chat room, a catchphrase of your choice. So you're having to get all these in now before
we
finish.
Public service.
Burmo, gutted in the chat room, says, can Lark give me a biggity biggity warp for my birthday on April the 6th, please?
Biggity biggity warp. That's the last one.
Or is it? Well, does it not mean warps are back for final season?
Maybe they can be.
I don't think we've got...
If anybody's got any antique warps and they put them at reception, I will use them. I have none left.
Should we have a warp amnesty?
Okay. Yes.
We'll see. If we can find any warps...
Yeah, we'll do them.
Then we'll do them before the...
For old
time's sake, yeah. And for old time's sake, Black Hole Sun in the chat room says, can Lard do a must get some oil for the door for everyone in the chat room?
Must get some oil for the door!
When was the sound of breakfast?
Vinyl vault.
Oh, so many quality items, so little time to get them all in. Or should that be the other way around?
The other way around, I would have thought. Right. Yeah.
Okay, then. Now, on Radio 1 today, Sarah Cox. She's off soon, isn't she?
She's having a baby.
Maternity leave.
Good luck, Chuck.
Dave Pearce. Here for the duration.
Yeah, see the man.
No Radio 1 without Pierce. Oh,
nope.
Well, probably would be.
Yes, there would be, but, you know, miss him.
Six to eight, and of course, that's the last chance to qualify to win this scuba diving trip to Egypt.
Which is great.
Connected with Along Came Polly, because it's Oscars week, you know.
I know.
On Radio 1.
I heard you plugging it like mad.
Yeah, you'll never guess what, though.
What?
Radio 1's having Oscars week.
Yeah.
Monkey see, monkey do. In America, they're doing some kind of Oscars event or something.
Ah, it's the Americans for you, Nick.
You know. God, just nicking stuff off Radio 1. It's shameless, really.
It's shallow, isn't it?
Of course, your Yankees over there, they don't know, because none of them got passports or anything.
No.
So they can't listen to the radio if it's not American Drek.
Get your own ideas.
Thank you. Right. Zane Lowe's on tonight, right, and he's got Tim from Ash on the phone.
Oh, you're joking.
Imagine getting someone from Ash near a telephone.
God.
It's incredible.
The power of radio.
There you go, right? And he's got more live music from the Stills, right? John Peel with Easy Rollers in session between 10 and midnight. Giles Peterson between midnight and 2.
Oh, he's the man.
Danny Siciliano's delivering some session tracks recorded live from Worldwide at Maiden Vale, you know?
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, OK, right, sorry, I'm patronising you then. Vicky Marsden between 2 and 4 in the morning. Pink and God is a DJ. OK, it's gone 2:15.
3.
So we best get back to...
Great Moments in Pop.
Now, listen very carefully.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
So? Oh, great. So when? Okay, and where? Where? Oh, okay. I booked the flights.
Bye.
6 months later.
Oh, man, just look at the time.
Relax, dude. It'll be fine.
But what's taking so long?
Calm down, never mind.
Listen.
It's important.
All right, then. A few wrong answers coming in. Kerry McFadden keeping Brian waiting at the altar.
Oh, yeah.
He's got lots of Yankee relatives, apparently, because he's being Irish, you know. From Debs and John in Littleborough.
Nope.
Bex in Cardiff has come up with a good suggestion. Is it that time when that really good band released that really good song back in about 91?
Oh, I know what they're talking about. No, it's not, no. Red Ledge, is it Katie Malua, or whatever she's called, Malua?
I think that's right, yeah. Right.
Okay, being invited to sing with Jamie Cullum at the Brits. Oh, yeah, gutted.
You've got that straight to DVD, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'll go on for Red Ledger.
Have you?
Is it Chris Alpas' comment on all things political Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow's secret wedding?
No, it's not. Jerry from Bristol, is it J-Lo booking 2 plane tickets, one for her then-boyfriend Puff Daddy's birthday cake? Surely the most OTT and pointless pop stunt ever.
Right. Nope. Rex in the chat room, is it the Red Hot Chili Peppers finding their way from under the bridge? No.
No, it's not. Dave in Norwich, is it Britney Spears being asked to present an award at a music awards in Scotland, but at short notice goes home complaining of exhaustion?
Oh, right.
No.
Paul wearing his black armband in Colchester, Sissershire, is it the moment Caprice started her great career in pop, albeit a short one?
No, it's not. Citizen Wayne, must be Neil Young and Crazy Horse being invited to Glasgow 97 on arriving, realising it had turned into a knee-deep mudfest and cancelling at the last minute, leaving Cooler Shaker to fill in, thus becoming the first and indeed worst act to play 2 consecutive Glasgow nights.
Oh,
no.
Very unkind.
It did very
shaker,
unkind,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Ian in Crewe said, is today's moment Whitney Houston not turning up to something because she's gone a bit mad again?
No. Kate Cole in the chat room, was it Norah Jones being invited to Willie Nelson's birthday bash and then nearly not turning up? Big story. No.
Right, okay, nearly not turning up.
Yes.
Okay, right, no. None of those are right. And in fact, none of them are right at all. Because today,
it's too hard.
Obviously, the trail has been hidden away too skillfully. The clues have been buried.
They have a bit.
Too much, all right. But this will give it all away, so it's just a race for the prize at this point, okay? So here we come with part three. I'm surprised because we knew it was quite difficult, although we had to cover up some obvious clues.
We did.
Or else it would have been too easy from the beginning. But it has been one that's been suggested many times before.
Yep.
So, here we go with episode 3.
Half an hour later!
I cannot believe she isn't here, man. Do you think she stood me up?
Oh, no, son. Surely not.
Maybe the car is broken down, man.
Oh.
Hang on, man. What's that antiquated piece of agricultural machinery trundling up the little Welsh lane?
Well, Lordy B, here comes your betrothed on a cotton-picking tractor.
Oh, yeah. Hello, sweetheart. I was getting worried about you.
Oh, ye of little faith, isn't it? There's lovely. Come on, then, love. A boy, make an honest woman of me, isn't it? There's no
God. Oh yeah.
Pompey one on the chat room. Congratulations. Well, it's long overdue hearing Kerris Matthews on the programme.
What
isn't
a
it?
Voice.
In Catatonia. What a voice. And, of course, as is right, she's gone into kind of, you know, kind of off-kilter country stuff, hasn't she?
She has. Do what she likes.
But I do miss hearing her on Radio 1. But there you go. It won't be a problem for much longer, that,
nope.
Will it? But anyway, that Catatonia road rage. And, of course, it was the moment that's come up several times before of Kerris Matthews arriving for her wedding to American, well, some say record producer, some say script writer, Seth Riddle, anyway.
Right.
On a tractor. This came on a tractor. So, obviously, we couldn't give you the Welsh voices straight away.
Nope.
So the first one was Seth's mum, right? And he was phoning her and telling her the wedding was on.
Inviting.
So he got where and where.
Where?
Right, I'll book the flight, OK? 6 months later, there's him and his best man waiting for you. You could hear the tractor just at the end. Mm. And every time we've had any heavy goods vehicle sound-alike thing, people have come in, is it Kerris Matthews going to a wedding in a tractor?
But not today.
But not today. So there you go. All right, it was Kerris Matthews. It's a nice story because she went to Nashville to do after Catatonia had split up.
She did.
And she went to for a walk. She took a producer's dog out for a walk.
Right.
And it started sniffing the bottom of another dog.
Oh.
And she got talking to the owner.
Ah.
And the owner was Seth Riddle.
Excellent.
See, and the dogs brought them together. And we have a happy story like that, similar, closer to home, don't we? Dick the Buttock Scrutter.
Ah, yes.
Found his Fiona that way. Although the dogs stayed apart and they sniffed. No!
No!
Not about that at all. Well, it might be. Anyway, right. And the wedding took place on the 22nd of February 2003 in Rehoboth Chapel near Trefyn.
Nice.
West Wales, right? I'm trying to sort of just put some funny consonant sounds in to make it sound like I know a bit of Welsh. Which is quite, and congratulate, because Kerris gave birth to her first child, a daughter, last August.
Great.
So there you go.
Top woman.
Happy stories all round, right? And also, her favourite cocktail is Death by Chocolate. Half a pint of stout, Tia Maria and vodka. You see, there you go. But and I think we gave them their first ever radio session, but I could be
wrong. They were in here?
They weren't, were they? They were down there.
No, I think they came in here and did a kind of a semi-acoustic electric-y thing.
I think they were down there.
Well,
around the time they thought about that. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter, does it? That,
no.
Nice to hear a bit of Catatonia, and what a voice.
Oh, yeah.
What a voice.
This is Radio 1. Last year, Radio 1 brought you some of the world's biggest artists.
One.
Foo Fighters, Robbie Williams, Eminem,
my kiss,
and many more.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on.
This summer, Radio 1 brings you the Red Hot Chili Peppers, live and exclusive to over 400,000 fans across the UK. For all the details, go online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, live. Part of Radio 1's massive summer of live music.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Sarah Cox. This is Ultra Beat and Pretty Green Eyes. You love them, don't you?
Oh, love them, love them.
Now I think of it, I think you're right. I think they did come in here, Catatonia. Doesn't matter, does it?
No, it's not important.
It's not important enough to interrupt Ultra Beat.
No,
is it?
We wouldn't do that.
No. They played downstairs in the other room after, didn't they?
Yeah, they will have done, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely.
I remember her having tracky bottoms on with a stripe down
that's
the side.
Right, yeah.
That's
not important.
Not important.
No, not important enough.
I'm respecting the music.
Well, you do, don't you?
I remember she kissed us.
Yeah.
Or was that Louise Wenner?
It was
probably
a bass
both.
Player. What?
Oh, sorry, I thought you wanted
to. No,
something.
It was nothing
no. Now you're asking, Chris, was it Catatonia or Gorky's who brought all the gear in plastic carrier bags?
Oh, I can't remember. Jimmy Somerville kissed you, remember that?
Leave that. We're talking just about things that happened on the show.
Quite interesting.
He brought something in a plastic...